Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows of aloft around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85. Lots of sunshine Saturday with highs around 88. 89 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 78.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The U.S. and Iran continue to trade strikes. Tensions rose earlier this week after three ships were attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command launched retaliatory strikes on Tuesday, targeting dozens of Iranian military sites. Additionally, the U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iranian oil, causing a surge in prices. The Kansas Highway Patrol releases its 4th of July holiday weekend activity report. The agency says they made 27 DUI arrests, issued 752 speeding tickets, and assisted 614 motorists. The KHP says non-DUI-related deadly crashes were up, reporting 5 this year compared to 2 last year. Argentina kicks off the World Cup games in Kansas City, and they'll close it with the matchup against Switzerland. The two nations face off in the quarterfinal round this weekend. The game scheduled to start at 8 o'clock Saturday night. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Independence Day holiday enforcement numbers, and troopers stayed busy across the state during the four-day reporting period. From the evening of July 2nd through July 5th, the Highway Patrol assisted 614 stranded motorists, made 27 DUI arrests, and issued 752 speeding citations, along with nearly 600 speeding warnings. Troopers also wrote 116 seatbelt citations and 20 child restraint citations. Over the holiday weekend, the Highway Patrol investigated 5 fatal crashes that claimed 5 lives. None of those crashes were alcohol-related. The agency is reminding drivers that safe choices behind the wheel include wearing seat belts, obeying speed limits, and never driving impaired. These can help prevent tragedies on Kansas roadways. The 2026 Kansas wheat harvest is being remembered as one of the most challenging in recent years, with growers battling nearly every kind of weather imaginable from planting through harvest. After a warm winter and a dry, windy spring, the crop matured weeks earlier than normal, setting the stage for one of the earliest harvests on record. But drought and late spring freezes had already reduced yield potential before the first combines rolled. Then, once harvest got underway, the weather changed again. Repeated rounds of rain, hail, strong winds, and high humidity forced producers to harvest whenever conditions allowed. Despite those setbacks, farmers moved quickly whenever fields dried out. By July 5th, USDA reported Kansas wheat harvest was 91% complete, one of the fastest harvest paces the state has seen in more than a decade. In western Kansas, including much of our listening area, drought, freeze damage, and isolated hail created highly variable yields. Some fields produced only single-digit bushels per acre, while others reached around 30 bushels. Even so, many producers reported better than expected grain quality with strong test weights and solid protein levels. Central and eastern Kansas also dealt with freeze damage and repeated rain delays, but many growers there finished harvest ahead of normal because the crop matured so early. Kansas wheat officials say one word best describes the 2026 harvest: variability. Conditions changed dramatically from one county to the next, and sometimes from one field to another. another. Even with all the challenges, producers praised improved wheat varieties, strong grain quality, and the resilience of Kansas farmers who kept the combines moving whenever Mother Nature gave them the chance. Quick action by Walmart employees, Hays Police, and the Kansas Highway Patrol led to arrests of four suspects following an alleged attempted theft at the Hays Walmart. According to Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood, Walmart's asset protection team received information through the company's internal network that a suspect was attempting to fraudulently purchase nearly $2,000 worth of electronics using the Walmart Spark app. Employees watched the subject, a 17-year-old juvenile, go directly to the electronics department before stopping the transaction to verify the order. Police say the juvenile ran from the store without taking any merchandise and got into a waiting vehicle. Walmart employees immediately provided officers with a description of both the suspect and the vehicle, including where the juvenile entered the car. That information was quickly relayed to the Kansas Highway Patrol, which located the vehicle on Interstate 70 and conducted a high-risk traffic stop. Three adults from Michigan, 21-year-old Maki Ammons, 26-year-old DeMichael Evans, and 24-year-old Devin Amari Johnson, were arrested along with the juvenile. The adults face requested charges, including attempted theft, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and contributing to the misconduct of a child. Investigators say marijuana and drug paraphernalia were found inside the vehicle. While nothing was stolen from the store, police believe the suspects may be connected to a larger organized retail theft operation and are investigating whether similar incidents have occurred in other communities. This investigation remains ongoing. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council, the City Council met in regular session Wednesday, July 1st, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Evely, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones. Others were present to discuss council business or observe. Mayor Jacobson announced that due to some video issues with the camera, only the audio would be recorded and aired. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the June 17th City Council meeting minutes. Motion carried 6-0. The building permits were presented. Ada Arford, Connie Lacey, Jeff LeClaire, Bill Vassura, and Jamie Harper. Cody Bredemeyer was present to request a small donation for Legos for Leukemia. Craig stated he believes it is a great cause, but he believes they are done donating. He said the city is in the business of handling other people's money, and where does it stop? He said it is his understanding that the council is done donating other people's money. Mayor Jacobson stated he's under the same understanding. As Craig pointed out, we are managing taxpayer dollars, and they are trying to be very careful with how they're spending those dollars. He stated that could change in the future, but he encouraged anybody, because it is a good cause, to donate. There were no old business items to discuss. City Administrator Dallas Goslin presented on behalf of Economic Development the 2027 Economic Development Budget. Dallas stated there is a $350 drawdown throughout all the line items except for the personnel services, which went up $4,665 for a total increase of $4,315 to the entire budget. This shakes out to a total of 40% increase for the City of Norton for $1,726. Motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Dale Engelbert, to approve the 2027 Economic Development Budget. Motion carried 6-0. Next, Dallas presented a Paint the Town application for 307 West Crane. Motion was made by Andrew Black, seconded by Gerald Jones, to approve the application. Craig asked what this was about. Dallas stated this is part of the County and City Economic Development Housing Program, in which if you paint your property, the city will help you with the cost of paint up to $300. Motion carried 6-0. Dallas presented the mold inspection invoice for Washington Square. Dallas stated this provides 11 air cassettes and testing. The company will draw in air through an air pump, and then they capture it to keep it airtight for testing. This came from deeper conversations between the library and Northwest Kansas Library System. system, with the library experiencing a pretty drastic roof leak. They're going ahead and taking this measure beforehand and will do it afterwards as well because they requested it as tenants of the facility. Additionally, some more items came up with the Northwest Kansas Library System in regard to the lease that was given to them. They will be taking a deeper look at the lease regarding the square footage and some prior commitments that we as a city have said that we would do. We have three windows that we'll be replacing, roof replacement, the mold test, and some ceiling tiles. There are some lights that presumably have some water damage due to some electrical flickers, so they'll go ahead and take a comprehensive look at the facility, with the mold test and the roof coming off to make sure the city is doing their due diligence for their community partners, and most importantly, the people that have a lease in the facility. Dallas stated in summary that they are going to pay much more attention and care to the tenants that are in the city facilities and make sure the city properly budgets to get them caught up. Lastly, Dallas stated on July 2nd from noon to 1 p.m., the city office will be closed as the employees are going to be having a barbecue at the Public Works facility. Dallas stated all employees, mayor, and council are invited as well. And with that, Dallas stated the city had a $366,000 payment for the water and sewer bond, a $278,000 payment for the pool bond, and paid $30,000 in the month of June in various Social Security, Medicare, and federal withholding taxes. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve the mold inspection for Washington Square. Motion carried 6-0. Mayor Jacobson stated he really likes the barbecue that's going on and the team camaraderie as we move forward into the next weekend with the police and fire departments being involved in some of the festivities going on. He stated he thinks it's really important and he's thankful for everyone that's getting involved. Dallas gave a personal thanks to Janelle Eagleberger for the barbecue and all the work she's been doing on it. Mayor Jacobson stated he would like to request an executive session at the end of the meeting. He also thanked everyone for coming out to the town hall meeting. He thought everyone did a good job and everyone was prepared. As always, you'll get a few comments here where people aren't real happy about something, but he's seen more comments about how well it went. Mayor Jacobson stated he thought it went very well. There was one minor disruption, but other than that, everything went good. On the library, Mayor Jacobson stated Jim, himself, and Dallas met with the library, and he thought it went very well. He stated they let him know that it's a new day, and this council is very concerned about making sure the city takes care of their responsibilities and make sure they're going to continue to communicate with people who have business with the city, which is a goal of theirs in order to win back the trust of the town. City Attorney Abigail Horn stated, since it is July 1st, there have been a lot of statute changes. She stated she's been looking for a breakdown for all the ones affecting the city directly. The league usually does a breakdown, but she hasn't seen it yet. Once she does, she'll send it out by email. Mayor Jacobson stated WIBW posted on their website there are approximately 124 new laws. Abigail said yes, but not all of them affect the city. Assistant Police Chief Courtney Koss introduced Officer Fabian Loya and congratulated him on completing the Kansas law enforcement training. Fabian's girlfriend, Allison Keith, then pinned his badge. Dallas stated the city is happy to have him and he is a great addition to the team. Gerald welcomed him aboard. Andrew commented that the Glow Ride had another good turnout and thanked the police department for putting it on. Gerald Jones stated he would like to call for an executive session but would delay it until the end of the meeting. Andrew Black stated the Public Works Committee met to finalize plans for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant for sidewalks. He stated they should have a resolution for the next meeting to approve and that should be the final step for the council. Jason Jones stated the only thing he has that he appreciates greatly the increased detailed in the minutes. He stated he thinks it goes a long way towards public transparency, so he was glad to see that. He also thanked Dallas and Alex. Jim Miller stated they talked about Buffalo Seed 2 weeks ago, and he has had some people tell him they've never seen anything about it yet. Dallas asked if this is on Sun Avenue or the cemetery. Jim stated Sun Avenue. Dallas stated he will speak with Revival Lawn Care as they're the ones doing the work, and he will provide an update. Jim asked if we are responsible for the weeds that are coming up. Dallas stated he will work with Economic Development to get that handled. Dale Engelbert reported the ad hoc committee met to prepare for the town hall. He stated Dallas reworked his presentation with the committee's approval. Dale reported the Finance Committee met to discuss the 2027 budget. He stated most of the discussion was led by Dallas and Alex, but they also had Cameron Archer in to present the fire department's budget. There was discussion on the 2027 RNR and how it compared to the 2026 RNR and what a mill levy would generate in both cases. Dale scheduled a finance meeting for July 8th. Motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, to enter into executive session pursuant to KSA 75-431B2 for consultation with the city attorney, which would be deemed privileged in the attorney-client relationship, to discuss legal matters regarding an organizational concern regarding city property and a contract being negotiated. Present in the executive session shall be the city council, mayor, city attorney, city clerk, and assistant police chief. Motion carried 6-0. After three executive sessions, the council resumed regular session status. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Dale Engelbart, that the council delegate the authority to the city administrator, Dallas Goslin, to approve the response to the recent letter from the attorney that we received regarding our negotiations with the rec center. Motion carried 6-0. Motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Engelbart to approve appropriating ordinance number 13 as a whole. Motion carried 6-0. Mayor Jacobson thanked the council for all the work they've done and wished everyone a happy and safe 4th of July holiday. He stated, as a veteran, he's extremely proud. It's the 250th anniversary of the United States, and he hopes they all have an opportunity to celebrate that as well. And to think of the people who fought, died, and formed this country years ago and what they did so that we can be here. Motion was made by Jim Miller, seconded by Gerald Jones, to adjourn. Motion carried 6-0. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council July 1st meeting. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says more fighting with Iran if the ceasefire is over, as President Trump says, means a return to higher input costs for farmers and others. There's no sugarcoating it after the U.S. hit approximately 80 Iranian military facilities 2 days ago, midweek in retaliation for Iran striking three cargo ships on the Strait of Hormuz. Here's Senator Grassley.
The thing that happened when the war started, diesel prices went up, fertilizer prices went up, inflation generally for the entire population, not just for farmers, has gone up, and it's going to happen again.
Oil prices quickly jumped more than 7% on the news that President Trump had canceled the ceasefire despite allowing negotiations to continue. The Dow Jones cratered as well. Now, Grassley accused Iran of not negotiating in good faith during the ceasefire.
It's sad that Iran doesn't keep their end of the bargain up, because we're very patient. Sometimes I say too patient at the bargaining table, negotiating table, but negotiating is better than war.
And the war was a direct bearing on other farm needs as well. A supplemental package to replenish depleted arms also includes year-round E-15 and $10 billion in new farm aid. Will it get caught up in the political meat grinder if Democrats withhold votes for war funding? Grassley hopes not.
It better come before we adjourn on October for the elections. And E-15 is very critical to farmers voting in the midterm elections.
Those comments from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network. for this afternoon as a slow-moving frontal boundary continues to sag southeastward into eastern portions of Kansas. Can't rule out a chance for some hit-or-miss type showers and storms. Otherwise, as an upper-level trough looks to exit eastward out of the Rockies by late this afternoon into tonight, we do pick up a chance for some scattered showers and storms back into northwestern portions of Kansas late this afternoon, and then spreading farther to the east across much of central and eastern portions of Kansas later on tonight. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day storms developing. We'll have high temperatures approaching the lower 90s. We'll have our winds turning to the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see skies turning mostly sunny with high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 90s, with our winds out of the east and northeast at 5 to 15. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, gradually clearing skies with high temperatures reaching up into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees, winds turning to the east at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a chance for some scattered showers and storms, high temperatures looking to climb up into the middle part of the 90s, and we'll have our winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For south-central Kansas for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures climbing up into the middle part of the 90s, but could approach that 100-degree mark over to near Medicine Lodge. Winds variable around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. Winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs. Complete it with face flaps. And Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com,
Valley Vet Supply.
This is Jan Teen for North Livestock Market with our early consignments for today's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 27 black and red cows. They're 9 years old and older, bred to start calving October 1. They're bred Charlet. 13 black pairs, they're older cows with 250 to 325-pound calves at side that are worked. We'll probably split these pairs at sale time. In the calves and feeders, here's 21 mostly black steers at 8 1/4, 3 red and black steers at 750 to 800. In the weight cattle, we'd be expecting a seasonal trailer run of weight cows and bulls, and we'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction today. Thank you.